صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. My dear viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we are currently in Egypt on what is known as the Mount Sinai, the Jabal Musa, the mountain of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, that place where Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam spoke to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where he saw speck of the manifestation of the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where he was granted the Torah. Now, my dear viewers of Madani channel, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greatest of mankind, in the month of Rajab on the 27th night, he traveled from Makkah al-Mukarramah to Al-Quds al-Sharif, to Jerusalem. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he journeyed in the night, but it only took a moment of the night. On the way from Makkah al-Mukarramah to Al-Quds al-Sharif, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was shown various things. And he visited three places whilst he was traveling on the Buraq. Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, he brings Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to a place. He says, "Inzil fasalli," that Ya Rasulullah, come down and recite some prayers, recite some raka'at, recite some salah, worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recites salah. And then Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam asks him, "Ya Rasulullah, do you know which place this is?" And he is told that this is the place where you shall migrate. This is Taiba. This is the city of Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is taken to another place. Which is this other place? Again he is asked, "Ya Rasulullah, inzil fasalli," that pray salah here in this place. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prays salah. Which place is this? He is informed, this is Mount Sinai, where Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was granted the Torah. And then he is taken to a third place, which is known as Baytul Lahm. In English, we would call it Bethlehem, where Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was born. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was taken there, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked to pray two raka'at of salah. So like this, subhanAllah, we are extremely blessed to be at such a place where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came on his night journey to this same place. He visited three places, my dear viewers. From this is a very, very important lesson, that some places are places of barakah. Where the Torah was revealed, it's a place of barakah. So undoubtedly, where the Quran was revealed, those places are places of barakah, of blessings. Where Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was born, that was a place of barakah. So undoubtedly, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born, that is a place of barakah. And it is good for us to recite prayers there. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.